So Elvis, you're in the building here in Owings Mills. How many times have you heard that one in your life?
About 1,000 times.
Does it ever get old?
No, never.
Not on days like this. So you're now a member of the defending Super Bowl champs. How does that feel?
It's amazing, man. It's a blessing. I'm happy to be here.
All right, take us back to the famous, famous bad fax machine. And I guess all things happen for a reason. But take us through that and how it led to your exit in Denver.
And, you know, it was an unfortunate thing that happened at the time. You know, everybody played his part. But, you know, I had to depart from a first-class organization. But I am excited to come to a new first-class organization.
I guess when you look back at it, the Denver Broncos still come in with a pretty legitimate offer. It was very close, if the reports are true. So I have to ask, Denver's a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Why Baltimore?
Yeah, I was happy for the new challenge. You know, I was happy to hear from Coach Harbs and obviously having Wink here, and just, you know, excited about the fan base here. You know, this area is an awesome area, historical, and you know, to play with these players here, obviously leaving great teammates back in Denver, but I felt the opportunity was a great opportunity.
Tell us about Wink Martindale, your former defensive coordinator with the Broncos. You had some great seasons with him, and now he's here. How important is he, and how important was he to make this decision to come to Baltimore?
It was big. Obviously, I value friendship, and we've been in contact ever since he left Denver. He's been a great guy off the field. Learned a lot from him on the field as well. So, you know, just talking with him, and, you know, I felt it was right, you know. Talked about it, prayed about it, and this is the place I felt I needed to be.
The divisional round of the postseason in Denver, freezing cold day. Of course, the completion, the Hail Mary to Jacoby Jones that essentially beat the Denver Broncos. It's interesting to ask for different perspectives on this play, Elvis. What are your thoughts on it? How hard was it to get over? And take us through that play from where you were as a defensive player on the field.
Man, I remember I just rushing and, you know, stepping up the field, trying to come back, and Joe Flacco releases the ball, and it's freezing cold, and all I see the guy just running backwards and catches the ball, and I'm just like, cannot happen. But it did, and great play, great, you know, concentration is such a key moment.
What did you see from Joe Flacco in that game?
He was, I tell you one thing, the first time we played him, was able to get to him and try to affect him a little bit more. The second time around, I felt he did a great job stepping in the pocket and kept his poise. He did a good job getting rid of the ball. You know, he didn't take many hits or sacks, and so he played his best game. It's great.
I'm curious about your thoughts on Bryant McKinney and how good he was in that game. You had a chance to play against, I guess, McKinney and Orr during the course of last season, but right now McKinney's not a Raven. What kind of, I guess, addition would that be to bring him back?
It'd be big. I mean, I felt he did a good job. Big guy can move. So I think he was a big part of the success the offensive line had towards the end of the year.
Now, you're from Miami, Florida, and you grew up there your whole life?
Yes.
Were you a fan of the U growing up? Because you're a few years behind Ray Lewis in age. Did you watch Ray in college?
Yeah, I definitely watched Ray. Ray's a legend in Miami, for sure. So he did a lot of great things, man. That's the years University of Miami is really, really live and dancing. So,
is there some feeling of connection to come here? I know he's gone now, of course, but to come here for someone you grew up watching in college and now to be a part of his organization?
Yeah, it's great, man. I think he did a great job here. You can ask no more from a defensive player with that type of presence. So it obviously him being here and setting that attitude for his defense definitely played his role.
Tell us about your type of football on the field. What can Ravens fans expect from you?
You know, I think the things you guys already talked about, really, you know, just toughness, relentless, and, you know, Coach Harps alluded on just team. So the team. So I'm excited about that, just going out there and just playing with lots of effort and just making plays.
Are you a college basketball fan? You went to Louisville. They happen to be the top seed in the NCAA tournament. Do you like their chances? Are you watching religiously?
Yeah, they will be champions this year. We missed out last year, so this is our year.
Elvis Dumervil, thank you so much. Welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you.